On August 10th, 2011, this is Pulling You number 72. Greetings, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands, and welcome to Day 3, Part 1, Incredible Defenders and When to Make Passive Leads. So let's begin with a brief review of Day 2, where we took a look at active aggressive leads. Okay, let's begin. Somewhat similar to defending against a 3-no Trump contract, sometimes defending against a suit contract, we need to quickly take our tricks before the declare makes our winners disappear. Some of the typical situations where we need to hustle to win our tricks include either the dummy or the declare has a long side suit to pitch losers after drawing Trump. Or the dummy has 3 or 4 trumps in a short side suit to rough losers in the declare's hand. Or worse yet, when opponents have different short side suits, resulting in a back-and-forth cross-rough. The opponents might be playing in a 5 or 6-level contract, with 29 or maybe up to 33 or more distributional points, and the option to use either or both of the above tactics. And generally, when we sense it, either our or our partner's side suit broken honors will lose to the declare's finesses in the suit indicated based upon the bidding. So generally, when considering the bidding and our hand attributes, gives us the feeling that we might possibly go to bed with our winners, then in desperate times, we play an active defense, perhaps even leading away from a unprotected ace, hoping partner might have the king, or maybe even a king from a doubleton suit, hoping that partner will have the ace, and we might even gain a rough. Of course, while active leads do have their time and place against a suit contract, most of the time we're either making a traditional lead, such as top of a sequence suit, a fourth best lead from an honor, except from an ace, of course, and so forth. And yet there are certain circumstances when it's definitely best not to make an active lead, such as when our partner has given us a clear lead direction. What would that be? Well, that might be when our partners open a 5-card major, they've overcalled a suit by the opponents, which would indicate a 5-card or longer suit, or they've made a double of the opponent's artificial bid, such as a statement bid, the 2-club statement our partner doubles at, wanting the lead of a club. Now, you've heard the axiom, when in doubt, lead a trump, and we've tried to dispel that, when in doubt, don't lead a trump. But there are times when leading a trump will reduce the opponent's roughing ability. Perhaps the opponents are in 5-4 in a heart suit. We have a small doubleton, and it's a safe lead. We're just making a passive lead, leading a trump away from the opponent's 8- or 9-card suit. Then there's, of course, the traditional safe sequence, such as ace from ace king, king from top of a connected or broken sequence, and so forth. And there are times when the opponents have minimal strength, such as when they're playing in a part score. There's no need to quickly start playing away from our kings and queens as long as we don't sense that they're going to be promoting a side suit. Other situations when not to be active against a suit contract, such as when our partner cannot have a helpful honor. Let's say that our right-hand opponent opens 1 no-trump, our lefty bids 2 hearts, righty bids 2 spades, they transfer to the spade suit, and left-hand opponent now bids 4 spades. Well, they have at least 15 and 10. If we have 15 points in our hand, or nearly that, our partner won't have many points, so there's no reason to play away from a honor, because partner won't have a connected honor to help us. We might as well just make a passive lead. Or perhaps the right-hand opponent has bid strongly, but they're not in a slam contract. This might be when they open 1 no-trump, 15 to 17, they've rebid 2 no-trump, showing a little bit more, 18 to 19 points, or they've opened 2 no-trump, 20 to 21. Or they've made a reverse. They've started at 1 club. Their partner bid another suit, let's say hearts. The opener then bids a higher suit in a higher level, 2 diamonds. This means that the responder, to show a suit agreement with either of the opener suits, clubs and diamonds, must come in at the 3-level. Well, if you're going to be at the 3-level, you need 23 points. So if the responder, bidding 1 heart, maybe only has 6, then the opener better have a big hand, such as 17 points or more. So when they open at 1 level in a low-ranking suit and on their own initiative go to the new level at a higher-ranking suit than their first one, this means it's very hard to find a fit. We only do this making a reverse with 17 points or more. If the opener has made a strong sequence like this reverse here, then we know that on opening lead, we don't want to make an active or an aggressive lead because the right-hand opponent has a lot of honors waiting for us. Or maybe the opener has made a strong jump shift. Starting with one diamond, the responder once again goes one heart, and this time they go all the way to three clubs. Game forcing, showing 19 to 21 points or so. These types of hands, when the opener is very strong, we don't want to make an active lead. We want to make a passive lead. Now, I'm sure you can think of others when playing against a suit contract. We mentioned the situation when the opponents are not in a slam contract. Against a slam contract, yes, we might want to make an active lead in that situation. If they're in a grand slam contract, don't even think about making an active lead. They're looking to get 13 tricks. So we don't want to lead away from our queens or jacks in this situation. We want them to find every honor that they need to when they're in a grand slam contract. There are others, but hopefully you get the idea. Well, okay, let's go ahead and go through a drill and then head for the table and practice some of our passive leads. Here we go. On our first hand, south is a dealer and opens strongly two clubs. We in the west hand have a 4-3-3 shape. In spades, king four times. In hearts, three small. In diamonds, ace, queen, seven. And in clubs, king, queen, nine spot. That's 3 and another 6 is 9 and another 5 is 14 points. Do we want to interfere? No, not really. We like the fact that we have all these honors behind righty with the strong opener showing 22 points or more. So we'll pass. Over to north. North bids two diamonds waiting. Our partner passes back to south. It's two hearts, showing 22 points now, and a 5-card or longer heart suit. We'll pass again. Over to north. North now bids three hearts, not four hearts. Four hearts is fast denies, a sign-off bid. Three hearts saying, partner, I have some extras. And certainly two hearts looks forcing, so three hearts says, I have interest in slam. Let's see where you want to go next. And back to south. South bids four clubs, saying, rather than to bid four no trump, a Blackwood bid asking for aces, bids four clubs, Q-bidding controls up the line, showing an ace or a king of clubs. We pass. Back to north. North bids four spades. Bidding up the line in diamonds, they do not have an ace or a king. They don't want to bid four hearts, apparently, but they do have some extras, and they're showing an ace or a king in spades. Since we have the king, apparently it must be the ace of spades. Partner passes back to south. Looks like five hearts is it. They're going to stop in five hearts. Unless north has some extras, they're willing to just play in a five-heart game. All passed out, and it's our lead. What do we want to lead from this holding? Well, certainly we don't want to lead away from our king of spades, or our diamonds, or our clubs. That leaves hearts, doesn't it? So let's go ahead and lead the five of hearts. The king of clubs lead might work well, but we'll talk about that in a moment, why it might not. So a passive lead would be in order when our right-hand opponent has bid strongly. Now let's take a look at this club suit. King, queen, nine spot. And with a four-club bid here on our righty, it looks like they have the ace of clubs. So if we play the king, it'll be swallowed up by the ace. Now, if it happens to be a 4-3-3 suit, in other words, if everybody has three and one of the opponents have four, we're going to promote a trick by playing away from our king of clubs. So at a four level, this might be a safe lead. At a slam level, it would be fine, since we only need to get two tricks. But at the five level, this would be a risky lead. So let's just go ahead and play a safe lead of a heart, a trump. And oh, by the way, if they need 29 points to make a five level, although it could be some distribution, 29 and 14 doesn't leave much for our partner. They may have a queen. I doubt that they'll have a king, but we should go ahead and just play as though we're on our own. All right, let's head for the table. On hand number one, south is a dealer with a 6-3-2-2 shape. In hearts, ace, king, queen, 10-9-8. Great suit, isn't it? Four of the top five honors, six of the top seven cards in the suit, nine high, and two distribution plus then some. 11 plus in that suit. That's a great suit. So we'll count 11 plus. In clubs, ace, jack, 10, three times. We love the connected 10 there. At least another five, 16 plus points. In diamonds, king, doubleton, another 3 points. That brings us up to about 19 points. And in spades, queen, doubleton, not quite so great. May not be worth 2 points. Well, we'll say the hand is worth around 21. Some of you will want to open one heart. Others will do two clubs. With this connected 10-9-8 in hearts, two clubs seems reasonable. Doesn't look like we have any losers in this suit unless they have jack fourth against us. In clubs, if we can get a repeated finesse, which is a big if, we don't know if we can get to our partner two times, but we should only lose one in this suit. So we'll say 1.5 losers here. In diamonds, well, Looks like we got one loser here. Once again, they either have to lead this suit or we have to get to our partner's hand. In spades, sure, we have two losers there unless our partner has a king or they lead the suit and our partner has a jack 10. So we're not so sure about this suit. So around 4.5 losers. Let's say that South opens two clubs, just a little on the aggressive side. Over to West, it's a 4-3-3. In spades, king 4 times, 3 points. In diamonds, ace-queen third, another 6 makes 9. In clubs, king-queen, 9 spot, another 5 makes 14 points. And in hearts, 3 small, no bid. We don't want to get in the way of this auction. We're very curious since we have so many points behind the 2-club opener. To North, North has a 4-3-3 hand also. In hearts, jack 3 times, hard to say. In clubs, 4 small, too bad. In diamonds, another jack 3rd. In spades, finally, ace, jack, 3 times, 5 points, maybe another half or so for each of these jacks in the red suits. Let's just bid 2 diamonds for now anyway. In the east hand, it's a 5-4-3-1 shape. In diamonds, 10-9-8, 5 times. Spades, 10-9-8, 4 times. In clubs, 3 small. And in hearts, singleton 3. We'll pass. Back to south. Okay, it's time to show the heart suit. Not 3 hearts, just 2 hearts. We just barely squeaked in a 2-club opener, so 2 hearts it is. Pass by West to North. North is now very pleased to have this jack of hearts, giving it full value. 3 hearts or 4 hearts? What do you think? Well, normally we play slow shows, fast denies. The 2-heart bid was absolutely forcing. We bid 3 hearts. That's stronger than 4 hearts. And I think that would be a fine bid here, having a control in the spade suit. Although we're not wild about the 4-3-3, perhaps this jack of diamonds might be worth something. So we'll bid 3 hearts. South, do you want to bid 4 no trump? No, do not use a blackwood bid here. Why not? Because we don't have a control in the spade suit. We have neither an ace or a king. And if our partner shows the requisite number of aces, that we have 3 out of 4, and we go to slam and they peel an ace and king of spades, that doesn't look so good. So we want to Q-bid control. So after 3 hearts, we bid our lowest control up the line by rank. And our lowest control after heart suit? Well, we don't have anything in spades, so we're going to go ahead and bid the club suit. We're going to bid 4 clubs, having an ace or a king in this suit. So we'll bid 4 clubs. Our partner, do they have a control in diamonds? No. So they can't bid diamonds. They could sign off in 4 hearts. Our partner may think it's just an ace or a king, but we do have the spades, so we'll go ahead and bid 4 spades. Yes, we're bypassing the 4-heart suit. We're going to have to go to at least the 5 level, but we show some interest in slam with the ace jack 3 times. Not sure about the worth of this jack of diamonds. So 4 spades it is. Back to south. Well, because they're not showing any help in the diamond suit, we might just want to bid 5 hearts, unless north wants to go to 6. 5 is where to play. And for sure, when it gets back to north, they're happy enough just to play in 5 hearts. Okay, so 5 hearts it is. The lead is by West. West, what's your lead? Well, I hope it's going to be a trump. So the 5 of trump would be the correct lead. Normally we play middle from 3, middle, low, high in a trump suit. So we'll play the 5 of hearts. A 6 comes from the dummy, a 3 by partner, and an 8 by the south. Okay, declare. What's your line of play here? Well, you don't have any problem with the heart suit. You know you need some entries to this north hand to get some repeated finesses. And a good place to start looks to be on the spade suit. Rather than pulling trump right away, you might go ahead and play a spade up to the jack. It's unlikely they're going to be roughing since you have 5, they have 8. Unlikely you're going to have to worry about 7-1 or that type of a shape against you. So let's go ahead and play a spade up to the jack. Great, it holds. Okay, so far so good. We've got 2 tricks. We can go ahead and now try a club finesse. We are thinking about a repeated finesse eventually. We want to try a diamond finesse here at some point also, don't we? So we play a club to the 10, and it loses to the king. Now, normally, West, you'd want to play the queen, the bottom of a sequence, but because you know your partner in the east has no help, there's no reason why you shouldn't do a little false card here. Give a little bit of misinformation. Maybe they'll think that over in the east, the queen of clubs is held. Nice play on the false card here. Okay, now we come with a heart back. Nice play by West. Once again, just playing passively, keeping the ball in play. Let them find every one of their finesses or lack therein. Okay, we've won the king of hearts. And we can see that partner East showed out pitching a diamond. That means it was 3-1 in hearts, since the declarer held 6 and the dummy held 3. So go ahead and play a heart up to our jack, extinguishing the last heart from the west hand. Okay, we could either do a club or a diamond finesse. Let's try the diamond this time. We do have that jack third. Unlikely that jack will produce a trick, but we have our ace entry, so let's see what happens. Playing a low diamond up to the king and, fails again. Unfortunately, from the declarer's perspective, West has a lot of honors behind our big south hand. Okay, now you cannot play another heart this time over in the west hand. West, what do you want to play now? You want to lead away from your king. It looked like they did a repeated finesse in clubs. You want to play away from your queen nine. Or do you want to go ahead and try cashing that queen of diamonds? What's your play? Well, I hope you took a look at partner's signal here. You see the eight of diamonds by your partner? This means your partner looks like they're playing high-low from a remaining count of either four or two. And since there's six hearts in the south hand, I don't think you should think it's only a doubleton by partner. They probably have four. So if you have three and your partner has an even number, four, playing a high-low, then the count was 4-3-3-2 after East diamond pitch, and the diamond queen should still take a trick. Queen of diamonds, and yes, thank you, partner, for playing an 8 and a 6. That was very much appreciated. And so we have won 3 tricks over in the west hand, setting the declarer 1 trick. Let's take a look at that again. Okay, we can see that the opening lead of a heart is the only lead that is going to set the contract. Anything else, an aggressive lead, is going to cause them to make it at a 4-level contract. Probably it would have been fine to lead the king of clubs. At a 6-level, by all means, lead the king of clubs. But when we want to get 3 tricks, and don't expect much at all from partner, we don't want to make an active lead. A lead of a heart is a passive lead, and that's perfect in this situation. On the play of the hand, we led a middle heart. Everybody followed. They went with a spade up to the jack. Their first finesse worked for them. They were feeling pretty good. They tried a club finesse. It failed to our false card of the king. We played another heart. Partner showed out. 3-1 in hearts. A heart up to the jack, using that heart for an entry. Very good. And after winning that jack of hearts in the north hand, getting rid of the final trump from West, we played a diamond up to the king. It lost to the ace. And because the eight of diamonds was played, the high-low from a sequence, it made a rather easy lead for an observant West, trusting their partner, having 4 cards in the suit, playing the queen of diamonds to set the declarer by 1 trick. Very good. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part 1 of our lesson here today for our free premium and ultra members. On our next segment, we will analyze another hand with bidding and play based upon our passive lead lesson. For our premium and ultra members, in our third lesson, we will have 2 sets of 3 more exciting hands, each set underscoring where a passive lead works in one situation, while an active lead sets the contract in another circumstance. Paid members can also download files with hand records, our slideshows, and even Microsoft Word documents, complete with bidding and play commentary. Of course, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come on down to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone, see you on the flip side. Bye for now.